As time, this is dictating on Elida Sirincione. That's E-L-I-D-A, Elida. Sirincione, that is C-I, C as in cat, C-I-R-R-I-N-C-I-O-N-E. That's C as in cat, C-I-R-R-I-N-C-I-O-N-E. Sirincione, Elida, E-L-I-D-A, D as in David. Date of birth, 8-9-1965. Date of visit is 3-21-24. Bring me a copy for Jose Burgos, M.D. B-U-R-G-O-S, Burgos, M.D. Next paragraph, chief complaint is history of asthma and allergies. Next paragraph, respiratory illness. This is a 58-year-old female who has had a prior history of wheezing and multiple allergies, has previously been known to have asthmatic attacks. The patient has been on has been on montelukast 10 milligrams daily and uses an albuterol inhaler as needed, but apparently it does not help her much. She has no cough, but has wheezing and chest tightness. And she denies any sinusitis. Fevers or chills. The there is no recent chest X-ray. And she has been extremely overweight and possibly has apneic episodes at night. And also complains of arthritis of her knees. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of tubal pregnancies times two. And history of colonoscopy. In 2022. She has no hypertension or diabetes. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph, habits, patient smoked one pack per day for 25 years and then quit. Drinks alcohol rarely. Next paragraph, family history, mother's in good health, father died of heart disease. Next paragraph, med list included protonix 40 milligrams daily, bupropion 300 milligrams daily, montelukast 10 milligrams daily, ProAir inhaler 2 puffs PRN. And Phentermine, 37.5 milligrams a day. Next paragraph, system review of the patient has gained weight, which is fatigue, denies shortness of breath, but has some wheezing, which is heartburn, no diarrhea or constipation, she's bruising. And she has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has no headaches, seizures, or memory loss. And high urinary frequency flank pains. She does have skin rash and history for asthma. Next paragraph. She also has history for anxiety and depression. Next physical exam, this moderately obese, middle-aged white female has left no acute distress. No pallor sign of the ictus superfluidemia. Blood pressure is 130/70. Pulse is 92, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 190, saturation 98. HEND norms, phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and lung fills were essentially, decreased excursions with occasional wheeze in the upper lung fills. Heart, the absence of regular S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema, lesions, no cup, tenderness, reflexes of 1 plus with no gross mold deficits, cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Asthma with recurrent bronchitis. Number 2 is history of degenerative arthritis of the knees. Number 3 is exogenous obesity. Number 4, possible obstructive sleep apnea. Next, plan the patient will get a CT chest and a complete pulmonary function study, CBC and IgE level and a CMP. So also best to get a polysomnograph. So continues the single air, 10 milligrams a day. Albuterol, 2 puffs, TIDPRN. Follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Jose Burgos, J-O-S-E, Burgos, B-U-R-G-O-S, M-D. Okay.